mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern.
Blog Talk
on
Radio.
One second. Let's try it again. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White, and this is my weekly podcast show that airs on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium. It's an opportunity for you to learn more about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, faith, family, and more. And I typically have a special guest on the show, and I'll introduce her in just a moment. But I want to let you know that there are other ways that you can tune in to Wednesdays with Willa. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/LilyDaleRadio and also my YouTube channel, and this also will be posted to the Lily Dale Assembly Facebook page. But you're going to want to like and share and follow and subscribe and all those good things so that you can be notified as to when I go live for these special shows and also other events that I'll be hosting. And just to mention a few of the events I do have coming up, tomorrow I have the Journey into Intuition program. It's an online video course that starts tomorrow, and you can sign up and register for that course. It's 6 weeks, so it's 6 class modules. We'll be focusing on pathways of intuition, deep listening, telepathy, scanning, writing for guidance, and all kinds of wonderful ways that you can connect with your soul intuitively and be more aware in that spiritual dynamic. It's also the last day if you want to have viewing access to the symbol interpretation video. Those are all available on my website, willowwhite.com, so you can register. So take a look at that and hope you can join me. You do not have to be in, there in person on Zoom with me for the Journey into Intuition course. I forgot to mention that. It is a video course so that you can watch it later on. Wow. And there are handouts and lots of deepening practices for you to be able to really practice your intuition at home.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Oh, nice that you're having it.
Yes.
Very good.
And this lovely lady, who, of course, is such a gracious guest, she has been on the show before. This is Barbara Sanson.
Good morning, everyone.
Barbara has been on the show many times. This is year 7 of Wednesdays with Willa, and we have talked many times about the topic of spiritual healing, and she is well-versed in that topic. Not only is she a registered Lily Dale medium for many years, but also she is the current chairperson of the Lily Dale Healing Temple. So many of you may recognize her serving at the Healing Temple, guiding the spiritual healers in their very important work. When people come to sit on a bench in the Healing Temple, you are there to hold the space, to hold the energy, and they can sit at a bench for themselves or someone else or a situation in the world and really hold that space.
Thank you. That's beautifully well put. Thank you, Willa. Thank you.
So, Barbara, if you want more Barbara after the show, I will encourage you to go look at the archive videos of Wednesdays with Willa. You can look back, type Barbara Sanson in on the Facebook page or on YouTube, and you can watch other videos and learn from Barbara. She's a spiritual teacher of healing and mediumship.
Kindly. Thank you for that.
Thank you. We know she has been on the show before, but today we're going to be really diving into an important topic, which is the spiritual healing prayer. And this is a prayer that is used by spiritualists, obviously for healing, and we're going to go into the nuances of this. Barbara knows this by heart, but I know she also writes notes on her heart about healing
all the time. Yes, I do.
All the time. So take it away, Barbara.
Thank you, Willa. The spiritual healing prayer was created quite a long time ago. I think back at the turn of the century or even a bit before that. And it is designed to help everyone not just spiritualist. Yes, the spiritualism claims the creation of the prayer and the blessing of putting it forth, but the prayer is is offered to everyone to be able to utilize it, say it, repeat it, keep it in their heart.
Take a sip.
That's great. Yes, thank you. And when today, what I'd like to do is discuss a little bit more in depth the meaning behind how it has been put together, how it has been deliberately thought through and put together to cover not only ourselves in saying the prayer, but to those around us, our friends, our loved ones, those who we consider that we would like to send healing prayers to. And so that is my intention today as we go through this. In the beginning, Willa did put the prayer up.
Oh, yes. It's posted in this video post, so you can see all the words for yourself. I did try to double-check punctuation and spelling and all that jazz. So hopefully it's correct. If not, I'll go back and look at it again when I have more time. But you can read along with it if you're able to look at more of the post when we get to that point of reading the prayer and really take that in for yourself for the healing.
Well, I'd like to start with some of the prayer, and then I'll stop and I'll define it a little bit more. It's very simple to others understand. However, some people who are not familiar with phrases such as unseen healing force, I would like to explain to them a little bit more about what that means.
Yeah.
So in the prayer, I ask is the first, in fact, I ask is listed in three sentences, three different meanings of working with the prayer. I ask the great unseen healing force. I, ourselves, individual, not we, them, they, but this is a prayer that we can use for ourselves individually. And then as the prayer goes on, we can have the opportunity to include our friends and loved ones in the prayer. But it starts by us being responsible for the I, the me, sitting quietly, focusing on the prayer, not answering the phone while the prayer is ongoing or getting to the doorbell, but focusing on the completion, the beginning and the completion of the prayer. I will explain to you why as we go through the prayer. I ask the great. I ask means I seek. I request, I initiate, I engage in, I ask the great. That means putting your focus, if you will, ladies and gentlemen, putting your focus to the intention of what you are saying and not casually saying, dear God, I hope everyone is well, safe, and happy. And that's prayer when you'd say it sincerely and lovingly. But this is a request from the individual. I ask the great, the magnanimous, the huge, the unexplainable, the uncalculable in the sense of infinity, the eternal, if you will. I ask the great, unseen healing force. Now, I feel that was given to this prayer because of it being complementary to all people, not being segregated only for spiritualism, though spiritualism developed the prayer.
Yeah.
I feel that they were respectfully trying to engage and bring about the unity of all people from all spiritual or religious backgrounds in unison in their request for healing. So I ask the great unseen healing force, though we do at times see lightning bolts and blue skies and clouds and things from the sky. And I looked at YouTube. They had all these pictures of what appeared to be, and I will quote that, what appeared to be angels flying up from the earth up into the clouds. It was quite a ways away. It was, by the way, all dark. It had no color. It was black. But it was the example of something mystical, powerful, ascending from the earth up into the ethers.
Mm.
I thought that was pretty interesting, and I wouldn't say that that is not possible, but it was a little bit cartoonish. Okay, let me put it that way.
Right, sure.
And we maybe that is not so, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. But the message that I gathered from that was not to be of criticism about the way that was done, but to remind us that maybe all of us will ascend to higher ground somewhere, somehow. And in that illusion of that bird or that angel with the wings, as it would, ascending to higher places in the universe, it's sort of a symbology of from below, so above, and vice versa, from above, so below. And so that's part of natural law, and that there are ascensions of consciousness. Be the person's body actually ascends, or it is only the soul and the heart that reaches out and is gone in ascension. But it happens. So I viewed it as a symbolic piece. I didn't view it as reality in trying to see if it was a crow or an eagle or a cartoon of some kind, but took it as a message that we are lifted above the consciousness that we formerly were associated with and put in a place of higher consciousness. Now, that will come to all of us as we leave our human body, but also in meditation and in prayer, we have the wonderful, wonderful gift of ascension from the physical renditions of what we hold onto, our home, our earth, our parks, our ground. We have the ability to lift up our consciousness and our mind. So I took it as that. I asked the great unseen healing force, force in the sense of energy, not force in the sense of power
or push.
Negativity,
yeah,
or anything. No,
yeah.
The great healing force in the light of the wonderful energy of the ethers, the heavens, if you will, that which rises above us, be it the air or gases or clouds or stars, the galaxy appears and the universe appears to have unlimited potential.
Mm-hmm.
And so the unseen healing force, some of us like to call it God, some of us call it Yahweh, some of us have other names for what is the supreme unseen healing force. But I think spiritualism did us all a favor, folks, when it said unseen healing force, to give each and every one of us the power and the energy to use this prayer. So I will go forward. I ask the great unseen healing force to remove. To remove is a very powerful word. It's an action word. It's a verb, to remove, to take away, to cancel, to obliviate, to find a way of staying separate from something, to remove.
Mm-hmm.
All obstruction. Isn't that a fascinating word that they used?
Yes.
Obstructions with an S, please, folks. Obstructions from my mind and body. All obstructions. I can think, ladies and gentlemen, if you had a piece of paper and I asked you in 1 minute to write down all the obstructions you could possibly find that were something that you wanted removed, I bet the front page of that paper would be filled. There are many in this world today. and we've made more than originally existed. We keep creating.
We're
wonderful
and adding
beings.
To.
We keep creating and creating. So remove, it says to remove all. And that's a tiny little word with a great big meaning. That means entirety, complete. That was what, to remove all obstructions, thoughts, hindrances, walls of consciousness that it's hard to get over or through.
Blockages.
Absolutely, of any kind. Remove all obstructions from my mind. Mind is the total sum of who you are, though people generally like to talk about your mind as your mental intellect. And yes, it is definitely part of your mental intellect, but mind consumes the entire self, mind, body, and spirit. To remove all obstructions from my mind and body, and to restore me to perfect health. Obstructions from my mind, as we just discussed, ideas, thoughts, things that we hold. Watch the news, and there will be many obstructions of your mind that you will want to remove.
Right.
Okay, so, I mean, it's a simple, well-defined, very easy to understand, and yet it all also can be complex and very digital and specific for some people.
Yes, the worries of the mind.
Yeah. The overload of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily mean that everything's negative. It's if you've spent 6 hours studying for a final exam, there certainly would be overload of
True.
Your mental consciousness, as well as stress on your body
mm-hmm.
from sitting at the desk and leaning over, as well as maybe, oh, God, I hope I pass, so Mom and Dad give me the next quarter of tuition, you know. So, I mean, there's things like that, folks.
Yeah.
It affects us. Remember, obstructions affect us mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So there are levels or layers to this. To remove all obstruction from my mind and body, because we know that as we walk through this world and we adopt a thought or a consciousness that might not be balanced and easy to understand, or we have adopt an attitude about something that's been written or said that we don't like, and when we have a judgment about that, and we hold on to that, and we feed that consciousness, then you will have obstructions in your body. It will eventually affect your physical well-being unless you spend time in clearing the collected energy of that negativity. And that's why this prayer is so wonderful to say every day.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you
mm-hmm.
just say it once a day, folks. To remove all obstruction from my mind and body, but then the beautiful part comes at the last phase of the sentence. And to restore me to perfect health. Restore is to bring about a new beginning. Restore is to bring forth that which was perhaps hidden or encapsulated or not able to get through the density of negative or frustrated thinking. You see, it may have been there all the time. God has been forever God, creator, divine, whatever your word of infinite intelligence is, as spiritualists call it. It's always been you, as you, from the very moment of conception. It has never left you. It has never gone away. But we, as very sophisticated and incredible human beings through our development over thousands of years, have become power-driven beings. into the adopting of consciousness that we feel is ours or right. Whether it is for the highest good, that is debatable. We don't know for other people. But people hold on to things. Their great-grandparents had a tiff with a neighbor down the road. You know, and the neighbor down the road had a tiff with the great-grandparents. And so that got brought into the grandparents' vintage and hassled over. Got brought into your, I'm just giving you an example, please, and got brought into your livelihood and your consciousness. And by the time it got to us, maybe we don't quite think so much of it because two or three generations have gone by. However, if we've listened and adopted it without letting it go, then it's just one more little thing that's stuffed in the package. And you see, it resides somewhere in thought. Mm-hmm. It resides somewhere in consciousness. So this prayer, on a daily basis, gives us an, and it's very short. You could do it, you can memorize it, folks, and you can do it in like a minute and a half, lovingly. I hear people say prayers, and they race through the Lord's Prayer. They race through other prayers. And sometimes I'm wondering if they even are absorbing the concentration of the meaning of that prayer. And so I'm, as just a minister in what I do and love in the healing temple, I encourage people, don't rush what you request and ask from the divine. Say it with meaning and say it with love, because that is an empowerment from your soul, mm-hmm. your heart, that will affect the good and bring it back to you. So, and to restore me to perfect health. Well, there's a cagey little word in there, and it's perfect. You know?
Mm.
And people go, ooh, what is perfect? Well, you know, perfect, I would say simply, to make it easy, my rendition of perfect is when we are in balance with the earth and the universe, and the universe and the earth are in balance with, I would call that perfect, because perfect can change from day to day. Perfect can change from century to century. And it is a little bit of a word that does hang us up a bit. So let's not make ourselves so egotistically uplifted that we become hard as nails at trying to be perfect.
Mm.
We are perfect. God created us, though we may have come with some conditions. The perfection of the heart, the perfection of the soul, the perfection of the spirit is what I'm referring to in perfect health.
Yes, I think it's a returning to remembrance of who you truly are.
That's right.
As an eternal, beautiful, luminous
and,
being
and
light.
Yes, yes, thank you, Willa. And this is a quote from Mother Teresa, which I absolutely love. She quoted at a Nobel Prize award conference, and she said, if we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to each other.
Wow. Wow.
It gives me the chills.
Doesn't it, though?
We are human beings, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, different attitudes, different language, different perhaps skin tones, different ways of going about our existence. But we are all here in the unison of human life for a reason, for a direction to learn and grow and bring about perhaps a greater understanding of life as it is lived on this planet, in this universe, and perhaps other places as we go.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that we definitely, as Mother Teresa said, we are all belonging to each other in some way, thereby supporting, loving, sharing, giving, receiving, and helping the adversities of perhaps our own home, perhaps ourselves, perhaps our school systems, our communities, perhaps even bigger than that. Those are choices that you get to make.
Mm-hmm.
I ask this in all sincerity. I love the word sincerity.
Yes.
It's such a beautiful word. I ask this in all sincerity and honesty. And I will is a very strong word, folks, four letters, and I will do my part. Aha, there's the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a bad hook. It's a consciousness of personal responsibility. I ask this in all sincerity.
There's that word all again.
All, yes, twice now. And I love the word all, little tiny word, great big meaning. In all sincerity would mean to me the most honest way that I could be before the Creator of the eternity, living and standing in what I believe I have stood for in my truth, many, probably 60 of my 70s, in my 70s years, what I believe to be so. It has gotten stronger for me as time has gone on. I'm sure it has for you too,
mm-hmm.
Willa. But sincerity. You know, when I was in school, they taught you to write letters sincerely.
Yes, I was just thinking that.
I thought, what then, like sixth grade, what does that word mean? So I went to the library and looked it up. It means that there is nothing that would stand in your way to diminish or take away from the integrity of the honesty that you held about doing something.
Mm.
That's not easy to always uphold or keep.
Mm-hmm.
That is a real tickler. So I ask you to think about that word sincerity. And you may be a very sincere individual. You may be a very honest individual. But the people around you in community or work environment, etc., may not hold those same values. Then I would say to love thyself and to understand the depth of that four-letter word, love. It's not just a human relationship, folks. It goes way, way beyond. Mathematical equations that were mathematically devised, worked on, are the, I would say, the foundation of what our entire solar system is about, mm-hmm. and how things are reproduced, reacclimated, reinvented, if you will. And so, yes, I ask this in all sincerity and honesty. And then we come to the big part of this sentence. And I will do my part. That is talking about personal responsibility, personal commitment. And folks, when we first go after something new, we don't always have the intellectual acquired knowledge about how to do it best. We have to trial and error sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We learn. So, and I will do my part as best we can on any given day. That's what I say to people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lock yourself into something that you feel will be not completed or becomes a contentious sort of frustration for you that you cannot make the mark or you cannot hit the thing from the carnival that goes up, you know, and hit it and win a prize. If you do your best each given day, if you sincerely ask, may I be still to receive the direction and the light of the Creator. May it impart in me consciousness that will help me grow, love, be a better person, give and forgive. You will get what you ask for. It will come to you. It may take time. I had a client recently who was very distressed, and she was asking how to get to someplace, how to get from point A to point B in her emotional and mental consciousness. She wanted it to happen in about 20 minutes. I said, well, I suppose if you walked out and got hit by a vehicle going down the street and did not survive, you'd probably get that in 20 minutes because you would ascend. But I'm saying, my dear woman, let us start with one day at a time in gratitude and love and allowing yourself to be that instrument. Take steps. It's not going to jump on you like the rain shower that's outside this morning. It's going to come slowly and yet deliberately to you with love if you ask it. So, and I will, to the best of my ability, do my part. And I feel like it's a
bit of a vow sitting there.
That sincerity
is that sacred reverence of purpose.
Absolutely.
And then that do my part means that you're not just expecting something to drop from the sky, that you know that there's a conscious effort
exactly. That
you have to put forth to accept that healing.
Exactly.
Because some people can be sending healing and you're not receiving it for whatever reason because there's a blockage.
Yes.
That sense of you have to be willing to be open.
Absolutely.
To the healing.
And will of those things, again, folks, ladies and gentlemen, what my message, as I told you, the little story, it can happen for us very quickly,
mm-hmm.
and that is a gift. And it's amazing. And yet for some things in the journey of our lives and our footsteps, it can take time as we measure time.
Yeah, doing your part could take years.
That's right.
It could.
And my sense about that is every day that you've taken a tiny little morsel, a tiny little crumb of I will do my part is a day that you have exalted yourself up another level of conscious, not exalted, that's not the right word, but you have extended yourself up to another level of consciousness. You have given yourself permission to be open, to receive, to acknowledge, to accept the trust, love, deeper faith of your own personal inner faith. And let go. You know, Thelma used to say, who was the director of the Healing Temple, God bless her,
yeah.
Thelma Carmen, she would say, let go and let God. And, you know, that sounds so easy, doesn't it?
Simplistic.
Yeah, piece of work, easy as pie. I think, ladies and gentlemen, every day we can say, I choose today to let go and let God. Not in everything in your life, because we are here also to make judgments about our personal life, whether things are healthy or good for us or not. There are reasoning and reality choices we have to make that are good for our families, our environment, and so on. But to the best of our ability, to let go of the business around us that does not belong to us.
Mm-hmm.
And dear God, there is much of it today.
And doing your part also means that you are fully open to the healing.
Absolutely, Willa.
And that you allow that to flow into your being.
And
because we always think of a healer,
yes,
doing the healing.
Of course. That's a whole nother.
Yes.
That's a whole nother.
What is it? But it's also that sense of you're part of that healing process.
Absolutely.
You may be having a witness, someone,
yes,
be the witness of your healing.
Yes.
But you have to be very much involved. You're not just a passive subject.
Well, so if I just go back a bit, and Willa is so correct, and I will do my part. And the part may grow as your consciousness grows,
right,
and you get deeper and more involved in the knowledge of what you are desiring to learn or become. Yes, and you must commit somewhere in the beingness of your human life, in the soul of the light of higher entity, Christ, or the God light, if you will, and your heart, you must say, I will do my part to the best of my ability this day.
And you think the honesty, like it's that sense of you put your hand on your Bible, the Bible to swear in court.
Yeah.
This is correct. But that honesty means being honest with yourself about why this came about in you in the first place.
That's right. Exactly.
With your mind, with your body. You have to be honest with yourself of the source of those things.
One of the things I tell a lot of the people that I work with is sometimes you have a way of thinking, like I went back with the great-grandparents earlier, and it's been given to you. So unless you choose to look at that or feel it or just kind of review it, it may never change. However, as we go along and grow and learn and do things, we have what I call these aha moments. And all of a sudden, one day, you've been taught to think this way about something. And all of a sudden, one day, you read something from the internet, a scientific paper or something. Or someone will talk to you about how something has helped them so greatly by giving up this, this, and this. And all you go is, oh, my God, that's how I was thinking in my mind.
Mm.
And it turns a chapter in your life because you realize that what you've been holding on to, and it might take 20 years, but what you've been holding on to is the resistance of change, the resistance of openness. Not that you've been deliberately saying, I will not use this, I resist. No, no. It's a subconscious thought, and you hold on to it. And then somebody says something out of love or kindness to you that, like, turns a corner in your whole beingness.
The catalyst.
Yes, and you go, oh, my gosh, mm-hmm. I was doing that. Well, that is where this beautiful part, and I will do my part, comes in, because you can ask for your own healing in this prayer,
mm-hmm.
and you can receive it, and you can start a whole new
chapter of your life.
Exactly.
And I always think of that symbol of, like, the rabbit that's scared, that's waiting for the predator to pass. And then when it's passed, all of a sudden, the rabbit is leaping forward and making up all the lost ground.
Don't we do that?
Right?
Yes, we
so
do.
So you can make up that lost ground in those moments.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's much gratitude. The point with that also being, folks, is there's much gratitude and much gratefulness to share in your heart and soul. You don't have to make a dance out into the universe, although some people do go crazy and do a few things, but you can hold the gratitude,
yes,
in your heart and soul and be thankful. Because remember, in the law of love, what you give forth in love, and it's not just to humans, it's to the world, it's to the universe, what you give forth in love will come back to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
and anything you feel that you've lost, you will have again, perhaps in another form, but
exactly,
you will
correct.
Have
exactly
abundance,
correct.
And it will be yours by divine right.
And you will get to decide at that point how you'd like to perceive it, use it, or have it, and you can change.
Exciting, isn't it?
It is. It is. And so the next sentence is, I ask that. I ask again is a very popular, it is putting empowerment in us. It is reminding us that we are the ones that have the empowerment of the divine within us. And only us, in a sense, can utilize that in the sense of request I ask, I empower myself.
That's that free will thing,
yes,
too, right?
Yes.
The other people can't step on your free will. You have to be part of this process.
Yes, and no one else has a right to your free will,
mm-hmm,
but people tend to smother others with it, and then they become very void of that love and security and safety, and things get negative. I ask the great unseen healing force to help both present and absent ones, people who are present to the relationship of the person saying the prayer, people who may work with them, their families, communities, so on, but to help both present means also to me people I don't even know, such as all the conflicts that are very pronounced in the world today. I ask this prayer to go to all of those people, both present living, present, but it also could mean to you present in your life. I think it has a double meaning. It can mean present to the life of the planet. It can mean present to the individual lifestyle of each of us.
Mm-hmm.
And absent ones. And absent ones may not mean those that have made transitions from life to life or from life to the higher ground of above. It can mean that, but it also can mean and absent ones who are not, who I love, who I hold in my consciousness as beautiful human beings, but are not within my grasp of seeing and acknowledging this day.
Mm-hmm. Right. They might, if you have children and they live in another state or other family members or friends or across the world, you can still send this healing to them, and it is just as effective as if you were physically in their presence. I think that's what is hard for people to think of. They think,
yes,
well,
yes,
I've got to
so.
Be next to them. I need to be able to put my hands upon them,
mm-hmm,
look at them in the eye, and facilitate that healing. But you can also send that to the person that's not
absolutely
physically
folks
present with you, because energy, that love, you know, persists.
Without question, Willa is absolutely correct. There was a very well-known healer in the, I believe, 40s and 50s. Olga Warhol was a great healer, and she also believed in absent healing. And they did experimental scientific evaluations of her sending healing rays, healing energy, unseen healing force, sending the power of the healing toward other people that were 3,000 miles away. And it was recorded in the people receiving.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we don't see our thoughts manifest always. We do sometimes when they are built, but they're things. They are energy, and they're powerful. So I say to people, if you want to get rid of any negativity, start with the cleansing of your mental intellect to the best of your ability. It takes a little work, but it's entirely possible. I ask the great unseen healing force to help both present and absent ones who are in need of help in any way, who are in need of help. And that's an unlimited statement, because there are millions of situations that love can uplift, restore, and renew.
Yeah.
And to restore them to perfect health.
Mm-hmm.
And restore them to perfect health, as perfect in balance as we know of.
Mm-hmm.
And we grow in that consciousness.
That's for me.
Oh, love you. And we grow in that consciousness, I'd say, footstep by footstep as we learn. And the last sentence on this little card is a very powerful one. I will put my trust Oh, that's a big one. That is your whole beingness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the love and the power of God. There is a place, my dear friends, where we can do all of the things mentioned as we've gone along in the definition of this prayer and the understanding of it. However, I put my trust is a very powerful statement. You are surrendering.
Mm-hmm.
You are saying, the love of God, the Christ light, the creator, the isness, the oneness of all the beings of the universe. I surrender my control of what I choose to trust or not, and put my trust outwardly to the love and the power of God, or the love and power of the unseen healing force, or the love and power of the supreme, the divine, whatever your word or the oneness of the isness is. It belongs to the magnificent creation of our endless and unfinished solar system, universe, and earth and planets. So I put my trust in the love and the power of God. Well, we remember we have a personal responsibility here.
Mm-hmm.
Look to new things, perhaps a new diet, perhaps a new consciousness of living, perhaps a new commitment to read some books from the library or spiritual things that you've not explored before. And I will do my part.
Yeah, be open to learning and growing.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Because our world has sustained itself for several hundred years on concepts that are not wrong, ladies and gentlemen. They've been good in many ways. There's also been some of them in harm. We are at a cornerstone in our process of continuance where we need to stop and recalculate ourselves and go forward with an assurance and a trust of what you believe in and how it is happening and what you will do in your part of your own personal responsibility. You will never, ever be held accountable for other people's actions and deeds, only your own.
This is true. That's very true. And of that final statement of the healing prayer, I put my trust, as you said before, it's one of the number one things
it's hard
for people to do, but to grapple with the idea that they are loved. So many people, they don't really feel, well, how do I sense that God's in my life, that God's really going to heal me, that God, this is going to happen. Well, you get into this entanglement of their thoughts again, which is part of that, meaning perhaps before the body that they came with pain with, they need to unravel the things of the mind and move into the spiritual conception that they need to open themselves to the power of God, that the power of God is greater than whatever their worry is, whatever mm-hmm. their concern is,
yes.
whatever their issue is, that God is all over all, and God is infinitely supplying healing force. There's always enough to go around.
Oh my gosh.
I have met people who healing comes their way, and then they give it to someone else. They're like, I call them re-gifters.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. They're like, oh, this would be perfect for so-and-so, instead of accepting it for themselves. And if you're one of those people, please know that there's plenty to go around, and that if you heal yourself, you'll be able to even help more people.
Well, that's so well said. So well said. We, from young children growing up, we don't always get the connection of the depth of who we are. That is a little bit of unfortunate lack of, I'd say, consciousness.
I think there's a part of that we also kind of need to be a bit humble.
Very.
You know, there's like, you kind of have to have that that humbleness, that that awe about the world?
Yes, because I've never lost that. One of the things I did over the weekend was went to a place where there were all of these domes where the telescopes, they could be...
Oh, observatory.
Oh, there were several of them. And we just sat there and were in awe of the wonderful experience that people can have about how vast and how magnificent what appears to be in the endless form of this entire cosmos universe. What is out there in energy, ladies and gentlemen, can be used for productivity or negativity as human life chooses it to be. However, it awaits us. It awaits us. The same particles of that energy in the universe live in us.
A seed of light.
That's right. We are part of that. We were created from that. Your parents don't start your heartbeat. Only the divine intelligence of infant and loving life starts your heartbeat and knows if it should continue or not. And so I put my love and trust in the power, the love and power of God, the isness, the oneness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always call it God. I call the magnificence of the space and the energy, respectful, loving things, but I don't always use that word. I sometimes say, thank you, divine creator of all that is. For a piece of that is in each and every one of us, your family, your children,
mm-hmm.
my grandchildren, maybe my great-grandchildren. But it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the guiding essence of what we build the rest of our oneness and our individuality to be. But that oneness has never left us.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to folks, go find it again. Reassociate yourself with the divine magnificence that has chosen you to be you,
mm-hmm.
and your parents lovingly brought you forth. But respect it, honor it, use it, hold gratitude for it, and your loving relationship with life will become, I'd say, expanded, expounded, more depth to it. Perhaps you'll become more peaceful. Perhaps you send the healing prayer out many times, more than just one time a day,
mm-hmm.
to those that you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
For those thoughts will multiply and link in with all the divine of the infinite universe. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for being attentive mm-hmm. and listening to the spiritualist prayer for healing. It is a grand and beautiful prayer available to all of you.
Mm-hmm.
It is not held exclusively to those who are members of a spiritualist church or organization. It is for you. I hope that you use it, and I know that I wish each and every one of you the very best in healing, the very best in the journey of your life. Love in the sense of understanding the magnificence of how that has been orchestrated and recreated for us to use over and over again. It does not go away. It takes us home.
It does not go away. It takes us home.
It does.
It's so beautifully stated. What a lovely time we've had with this
prayer.
Thank you.
Just have so much respect and so much charisma of care for you and the work that you do, that I love to come and spend a little time with you.
Thank you.
I respect you greatly, and you have done some beautiful things for others, and I thank you.
Oh my goodness. I completely reflect that back to you.
Well, I guess God, it's a win-win day.
We are a mutual fan club. We are very, very blessed. And it's
thank
always
you.
Healing to be in Barbara's presence. And I encourage you, if you need to copy and paste the spiritual healing prayer that I did put with this post, so that you can print it off and put it where you need to. Maybe it's on your fridge. Maybe it's next to your bed. Plaster your walls. No.
Yeah.
Put it where it's important. Maybe in the car when you're waiting at the light, you can just glance at it. However it needs to happen for you to bring your attention to God again.
Do I have time to do
it? Yes, do it.
One of the quotes that I use often, and it comes from someone that's no longer living here on the earth, Jimi Hendrix. And you know that Jimi Hendrix was a big name in the 70s and
mm-hmm.
with all of his
mm-hmm.
wild, innovative, creative music that my mother said, turn the radio off, I can't stand it. And I would go and put the earphones in and listen. So Jimi Hendrix, when the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know greater peace.
Mm.
I think that's pretty interesting.
Oh, I absolutely think it is. Nicely. You probably took the best Jimi Hendrix quote right there.
Well, I probably did take the best Jimi Hendrix quote. Yes, indeedy. And so what it tells me is the man was much deeper than his illusion.
Sure.
You know, and how wonderful.
Superstar power energy that thumb is nose energy, but there's a sacred element in everyone that we have to seek and find. And you know, just like we have to find in the prayer that we're asking, that means there's that request, and then doing our part means that we're really in the midst of this too.
Yes.
We're really involved.
And something.
And accepting. Putting your trust means that you truly accept that it will happen.
Yes.
And you move into a space of faith in your life.
And it comes to the opening of our our consciousness that we want to engage in more,
mm-hmm.
seek a little more depth, understand the different symbolisms and meanings of spiritual development.
We're okay.
And also to expand our own awareness in the giving. Some people start out with this years ago, and by the time they've gone 20 years or so, they come and say, oh, I think I want to take a spiritual healing class.
Yeah.
You see, they develop.
It's happening for them.
It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that is such a beautiful thing that all of us human beings